ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनो भीष्टं स्थापितारेण भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्व पदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पिबत भागवतं रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः। यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयात्तरवोभिने तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So read Hare Krishna. We read from Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, and also text starting from 13th through 20th. Yes, several texts have no purports. So starting from 13th, okay. In Alachua, they had a screen, and from the computer they were projecting the verse, the purport also. So for the first time there. And then elsewhere, New Jersey devotees had a japa club. Devotees at different homes. Of course, those are mostly grihasthas. And at 6 o'clock, they ring one number, and they all are online on the phone. They read for 5 minutes from some glories of the holy name. And then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. They're all. So you feel like you are being together. Did you get the idea what they do? They call it Japa Club. Hare Krishna Japa Club. So each club member is at their respective homes and they're connected and they're chanting. While some devotees here once a month, someone gives class in Vrindavan, and at particular time, particular day, and several devotees around the world, they listen to some seminar, some presentation coming from, it could be from anywhere, but they were doing it from Vrindavan. So these things are going on. So 13th.
Pushparnasya prabhabharya dosha chadvai bubhuvatuhu pratar madhyan dinam sayam iti yasan prabhasutaha.
Translation. Pushparna had two wives named Prabha and Dosha. Prabha had three sons named Prabhar, Madhyandina, Dinam, and Sayam. Those three names are like Prata, there's morning, Madhyan, there's a midday, Sayam, there's evening. Three sons had three names. Morning, noon, evening.
Pradosho nishito vishta iti dosha sutastrayaha vishtaha sutam pushkarinyam sarvati jasamadadhi. Dosha had three sons, Pradosh, Nidishta, and Vishta. Vishta's wife was named Pushkarini, and she gave birth to a very powerful son named Survateja. Sarvateja. Text 15 and 16 together. Sachakshu sutamakutyam patnyam manum avapaha manorasutamahishi virajannamala sutan purum kutsam tritam dyumnyam satyam vandam ritam vratam agnishtam atiratram pradyumnyam shivimul mukam. Sarvajita's wife Akuti gave birth to a son named Chakshusha, who became the sixth Manu at the end of the Manu millennium. Nadvila, the wife of Chakshush Manu, gave birth to the following faultless sons: Puru, Kutsa, Trita, Dyumna, Satyavan, Rita, Vrata, Agni, Stoma, Atirata, Atiratra, Pradyumna, Shibi, and Ulmuka. 17. Ulmuka Jayan Putran Pushkirinya Sharuttaman Angam Sumanasam Khyatim Kritum Angirasam Gayam. Of the 12 sons, Ulmuka begot 6 sons in his wife Pushkarini. They were all very good sons, and their names were Anga, Sumana, Khyati, Kratu, Angira, and Gaya. Amazing how Sukadeva Goswami is not looking at anything. And he's just saying all this, not just philosophy or pastime, but you know, this wife and this husband and these sons and from that son, so many more sons. And amazing. That is why sometimes he's addressed as Bhagawan. So much knowledge and remembrance, memory. Sunitangasya ya patnim shushuve venma ulbanam yadyo shilyasta rajarshir nirvinno niragat purat. The wife of Anga, Sunita, gave birth to a son named Vena, who was very crooked. The saintly king Anga was very disappointed with Vena's bad character, and he left home and kingdom and went out to the forest. Yamangashipu Kupita vagraja munaya kila gataso sastasya bhuyaste manmantur dakshinam karam. And then the verse that's on the board. Please repeat. Rajake tada loke dashyubhi pidita praja jato narayanam shena prithuradhya kshitikshvaraha arajake tada loke dashyubhi pidita praja jato narayanam shena prachuradhya kshitishvaraha. Arajake tada loke Vishubhi Pidita Prajaha Jato Narayanam Shena Prathuradhya Kshitishvaraha
Mataji's. Rajake, being without king, tada, then, loke, the world, dashubhihi, by rogues and thieves, piditaha, suffering, prajaha, all the citizens, jataha, advented, narayana, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amshena, by a partial representation. Prithuhu, Prithu. Adhyaha, original. Kshitishvaraha, ruler of the world. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear Vidur, when great sages curse, their words are as invincible as thunderbolt. Thus, when they cursed King Vena out of anger, he died. After his death, since there was no king, all the rogues and thieves flourished. The kingdom became unregulated, and all the citizens suffered greatly. On seeing this, the great sages took the right hand of Vena as a churning rod, and as a result of their churning, Lord Vishnu, in his partial representation, made his advent as King Prithu, the original emperor of the world. Purport. Monarchy is better than democracy because if monarchy is very strong, the regulatory principles within the kingdom are upheld very nicely.
Even 100 years ago in the state of Kashmir in India, the king was so strong that if a thief were arrested in his kingdom and brought before him, the king would immediately chop off the hands of the thief. And as a result of this, the severe punishment, there were practically no theft cases within the kingdom. Even if someone left something on the street, no one would touch it. The rule was that the things could be taken away only by the proprietor, and no one else would touch them. The so-called democracy, everywhere there is a theft case, the police come and take note of the case, but generally thief is never caught. Nor is any punishment offered to him. As a result of incapable government, at the present moment, thieves, rogues, cheaters are very prominent all over the world. Is that your experience? Confirmed. Monarchy is better than democracy. So that's the kind of government Vedic culture recommends and promotes monarch. There are so many other types are existing. Democracy, which Prabhupada, he said it's better, but he also said demon crazy. Democracy is a demon crazy. And then there's a communism, and then there's a military government, there's anarchy, and this and that, and some places there are no governments, like here, a Rajaki, no government. And then the bad elements, they take advantage. Only stealing is mentioned here. Dashyubhi pidita praja. In that kingdom, when there was no king, after Vena was killed by the curse of the sages, the powerful sages, and they cursed him, he died. And for some time, no king, and then the thieves, rogues, they took advantage and they troubled the citizens like anything. So that's just the thief party, and there are so many other parties also. Causing suffering. Like that also, well, in Ravan's kingdom, there was suffering. Citizens were crying. The Ravan is that person who becomes the cause of the suffering of others. That's how Ravan is described. People cry. The way he rules, and his constitution, and his vision, and his motivations, and his strategy just becomes a cause of suffering, of all sorts of suffering for the citizens. That's Ravan Raj. One is Ram Raj. Soon as you go through this section, this Prithu has been mentioned here as the original emperor of the world. Lord is appearing. There is no king, so Lord is taking charge. Okay, I become the king. And King Prithu, partial representation of the Lord, is adventing, and he's going to be ruling the world, the kingdom. So similarly, Ram also ruled the kingdom for 11,000 years. How long was he was the king? For 11,000 years he ruled. And kind of kingdom he ruled. Oh, it is remembered. After a million years of his rule, he is remembered even to this day. In India, well, after the emperor, the the Muslims, Muslim rule, and then the British rule, and when India, they're struggling, fighting, battling, they thought the Britishers were their enemies. Quit India in 1942. There was a declaration. Quit India. You better quit India. We had a big declaration. Okay, final. And it was Mahatma Gandhi. He had this, well, vision, dream, that once we have independent nation, that would be Ram Raj. We'll establish Ram Raj. So Ram was remembered, and his kingdom was remembered. Wonderful Ram, the king. No thieves, no rogues. Everything was just perfect. And the king would take care of the praja as his own children. The citizens were like his children. Now the king has only, you know, few children. He looks after them nicely. And everyone else is just stepmotherly treatment or piece of dirt or just exploit them. Just tax them and... So Ram, he was like a father to all the citizens. Concern, taking care of health, of this, in every aspect, No one would die. Not that the father is performing the funeral ceremony for the son. Not possible. If this would happen, would sometime happen, or one time happen, they went to the Rai. Hey, what's going on here? Something wrong in your rule? Get your act together. And Ram would really check out what's going on. See what is happening. The son is dead. Father is living. And it is said that if he did not want to die during Ram's kingdom, that's fine. You could stay on. You could just live on and on and on. This is a wonderful description of Ram, not just the capital of the Ayodhya. We are also reading Krishna's capital, Dwarka, last night. And there's Ram's capital, Ayodhya, and there are several chapters describing the citizens of Ayodhya. Wonderful characters. Nice dealings. Friendly. Best characters. Oh, this... Someone left, Prabhupada is pointing out. Somebody's property. Oh, this is someone else's property. I won't touch it. Loshtavat paradravyeshu, matravat paradareshu. And what? Atmavat sarvabhuteshu, yapashrati sa panditaha. So many pandits. So many learned people. In kingdom of Sri Ram, in kingdom of Sri Dwarkadhish, and also soon there will be such citizens in the kingdom of King Prithu, King Parikshit, Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj, when they were ruling different kingdoms, their times, the citizens, very learned pandits, and what is their vision, what is their philosophy? Oh, lostavat paradravya, oh, this dravya, this wealth, this is not mine, I won't touch. Like a garbage. I won't touch. No, no, it's not my property. Lostavat paradravyeshu, that is one thing. And then, atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Atmavat, just like myself. Atmavat. Vat, like a dandavat. Just like dand, offering obeisance, like a dand falling on the ground. Vat means just like. Atmavat, just like me. Who is just like me? Sarva bhuteshu. All the living entities are just like myself. Beating them is like beating myself. Making them happy is like making happy myself, making happy. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu. And matravat paradarishu, all the wives, well, except my own. I don't have any, but your own. Everyone else is like mother. And your wife also you'd be treating like a devi, worshipping. We read that yesterday. All respect, mutual understanding, all this tranadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. The kirtan, glorification of the Lord, or practicing Ram consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Prithu consciousness, you know. This is possible only all this tranadi, the humility is there, and the tolerance is there. And amanina manadena, respecting others. This is one of the principal things. Look at Krishna. As we're going through Dwarka Leela, the way Krishna is so respectful. So respectful. There's no show business. He's not just because cameras are on. Temporarily he's putting on a big show. Or Narada Muni is coming. He has to. He's going to be watched in Los Angeles. So he's making sure. He's respectful to the Narada Muni. Okay, take a seat. I worship you. And once the show is over, I do something else. I become some schemes. Scheming. Behind the backs, take a knife and stab him or something. No. Krishna is in the front, Krishna is in the behind the curtain, the front of the curtain, open curtain. He is the same. Very, very respectful. So because Krishna is respectful, then all his followers, all those who worship, also learn this quality of being respectful from him. Being respectful. Matravat paradareshu. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Ya pashyati sa pandita. One who sees this, he is pandit. He is learned. Otherwise your book knowledge and your MA, PhD and what not, you're just of no use. Lots of information, but no transformation. This information technology. India is also way ahead. India's name. Information technology, IT information technology. What about transformation? What good is just accumulation of the information? Does that information do something within you? Are you changed in any way? First thing that should happen is change of character. Does it happen? only getting ahead of everyone else. That is mantra we hear in the West. Getting ahead. How to get ahead of everyone else. This is the vision. This is the motto. This is the goal. This is anti-Vedic culture, which is the culture for the human society. This is not India's culture. There's nothing to do with India's culture. The culture that is described in Mahabharata or Manu Smriti, Manu, yes, whole constitution for the mankind, or Bhagavad culture, Chaitanya Charitamrita culture. This culture is the culture for all the human beings. If they wish to be civilized, wherever, in whichever country. It's not, oh, that is your India's culture, and we have Western culture. Fine. We are caught. This is dual, dvandva. Dvandva tito vimatsaraha. But the Vedic culture is transcendental to India's culture and the Western culture. Sukh and dukh, and yet being Krishna conscious is going above dvandvatit. This extreme, that extreme. So India's culture, Western culture, these are just two different things. But the present India's culture is not the Vedic culture. That's not the standard. But the culture that existed and was practiced was universal for every human being from whichever part of universe or planet you come from, east or west or north pole, south pole, wherever, or on the island you are, that was a culture practiced. The world has been divided, the east, west, this culture, that. Yeah, above that. Or this religion, that religion. We have Christianity, you have Hinduism, someone else has something else. But above that is Krishna consciousness. All these things are temporary. They come and go. They take different shapes. And this trial and error. They're trying capitalism there. It's not working out. Let's go for what? Communism. And that was tried for 80 years. Did that work? That did not work. It was thrown out. Then try something else. The culture and the religion and the art and what not. Everything is there as part of the ancient eternal Vedic culture, Bhagavat culture. That's the culture of all those souls. Okay? Soul is not Hindu soul. Soul is not a Christian soul. Soul is not a Muslim soul. And these are faiths. Okay, these may be dharmas also, but not... No. These may be also religions, but not dharma. Religion could change, but dharma does not change. Soul's dharma cannot be changed. By definition, that is dharma. Dharma is something that cannot be changed. Like those crows who are hearing. Their dharma is what? To wake everyone up. Early morning, during Brahma Muhurt hour, to wake them up. This is their dharma. So far the crows exist. Whether the crows from India or crows from wherever. I think I was in Philippines. That was the first country where I heard. In India I had heard cocks crowing. And then it was the Philippines was another country. I heard the cocks were crowing. And there are big cock fights. And so they were crowing. They were just like India. They were crowing. I said, hey, is this India? Am I in India? No, you don't have to be in India. Not the peacocks were in Gita Nagari farm. kind of sounds they make. No, they're just like any other peacocks anywhere else in Vrindavan also. As they're doing Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaja's Pushpa Samadhi ceremony, so many peacocks were around and doing their sounds and adding their music, expressing some jubilation, participation. So all these birds, animals, they have their dharma. Everything has a dharma. So the living entity, the soul also has dharma, and that cannot be changed. Dharyate, something that's part of the nature, it's constitutional. You can't scrap something off or make some alterations in the constitution of the soul. They're fixed. The dharma is. The serving the Lord is dharma. Jivero sorupo hoy, Krishnera nityadas. So there's never mentioned, when it's mentioned, jivera sorupaha, oh, this jiva is mentioned here, only jivas in India, they are Krishna das. Oh, only Hindus, okay, footnote. Only Hindus are the eternal servants of Krishna. And all this, if we're talking about different religions, they are much recent concoction, creation, speculation. Maybe some little truth somewhere exists, but that already existed in Bhagavad culture. And this religion, 500 years old. Oh, our religion is very old. Oh, how old? 2000. Oh, our religion is even 25 years old. Buddhism, 25 years. Christianity is some 2,000 years, Judaism maybe a little longer, a little older, and then Sikhism 500 years old, and so many religions are just cropping up. But how old is Sanatan Dharma? How old is Bhagavad Dharma? Could you trace back and say, oh, Bhagavad Dharma is so many years old? So there was no time when Bhagavad Dharma did not exist. And it was practiced all over. All over the world. These emperors, they were kings. Emperor means king of the kings. King above the kings. They are ruling from Hastinapur. The time of King Parikshit. He was emperor of not just Indian continent. All the kings were subordinate to him. So, that's too much religion in India. Your country is suffering, you know, because you're too much religious. And Indians also thought like that, oh, we're too much religious. That's why we're suffering, we are backward. Everyone else was calling them, oh, you are backward, you are this, you are poor, you are... And all Indians, yes, yes. Like, they were brainwashed and they were just agreeing, yes, yes. That must be true, that makes sense. And so, the solution is, we'll get rid of religion. Religion is cause of our suffering. Oh, religion is cause of us being poor and backward and all this. We have bad name in the world. We are too much religious. Let's get rid of religion. So as soon as India was liberated, became independent in 1947, immediately there was secularism. Our nation will be secular state. Meaning we will only worry about their physical needs. And the religion, that's a separate business. State and religion separated. This is secularism. They just celebrated in France, 100 years ago, this happened. And they are making a big celebration out of it. Oh, we are secular state, we are secular country. We have nothing to worry about the church. And so maybe, as we're mentioning here, the Brahmins went corrupt. So the priests were too much authority over the kings. So we'll just get rid of the priests. They are giving too much advice to us. We have no independence. So likewise, these Brahmins, they want monopoly. They want to tell us everything. We have no independence. The kings were probably thinking at some point. So the other extreme is from too much advice to zero advice from the learned Brahmanas. Of course, maybe it's fault of Brahmanas. And they were not letting kings be also kind of independently thoughtful and empower them. Too much dictation. But they, as a result, the king said, oh, we get rid of you and now we become headless. In words of Prabhupada, the present day societies, the countries, the nations are headless society. So what is a head? Head is a Brahman. In scriptures, head is described as uttam anga. Anga means body. Uttam is the best part of the body, the topmost part of the body. You could also see it is at the top, the head. So the Brahmins are not there. The advisors are not there. And the hands are working. And this is like what? The headless chicken? See? The chicken that has no head. Even after the throat is cut, the chicken jumps, right? For a few seconds or something, still keeps jumping. But there's no, just jumps up and down, doesn't know where it's going to fall. But there's no head. It's jumping. So all these countries, all these nations, with all their governments, they're jumping up and down and trying this and that and, because there's no head. There's no direction. There's no guidance. So have a king or no king. Here we are reading about having no king. But even if there's a king, there's no head. Only hands are working. The bellies are working. The feet is working. There's no coordination. There's no communication. There's no direction. There's no vision. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, devotee said. Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in New Delhi, around where the parliament buildings are, Gateway of India, India Gate they call. And one devotee said, Prabhupada, you should be the president of India. And Prabhupada said, I'm not interested. I better be the spiritual master of the president of India. I'd rather be spiritual master of the president of India. So it's a higher post, higher position. Being the Vidwan, the Pandit, learned Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. As soon as there's knowledge, Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita. Who is the first one to hear this? Krishna says this. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu. The saintly kings, viduhu, they step forward. They sit down in Padmasan or Sukhasan at the feet of the learned Brahmanas. And they want to learn. They want to hear. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu. Lord Sri Ram, even during his exile in the forest 14 years, whenever he came across a Brahmin, a sage, immediately offering obeisances. He came to Prayag and Padmuni? Name slipped. Yeah, he's sitting at the feet of the Muni and hearing from him. Because he's a Kshatriya position. So he's at the feet of the Brahman. So this is the right thing, right order. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, then Vaishya, Shudra. Then things would work out. So this is not something new that is being proposed. This is something that has been practiced over again and again for millions of years. This is not just something, some theory. Oh, try it out. Maybe give a try. This trying out. I'll try it out. I'll try it out. So this is not something that, hey, just try it out, maybe working, no, maybe not. No, this will work. This has worked in the past. This world is around for a long, long time. The world is not around only for a few thousand years. According to Christianity, they are Adam and Eve. Must be like they are Brahma. Like a 5-10,000 year period, they say. It was some 10,000 years, 5 to 10,000 years. They don't know beyond that. But here we are talking of Ram was on the planet million years ago, and that is just Treta Yuga of this one cycle of Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali, and the previous cycle. And the previous cycle, and the previous day of Brahman. So many days of Brahma. He's so many days, so many weeks, so many months, so many years. He's about 50 years old now, Brahma. Sometimes they show him with a beard and a gray hair. That's not correct. He's Brahma, sometimes he has a gray. Gray means white, right? Gray beard, yes. So he's just a middle age, just cross 50s. 50 years. And you know how long is one day? 1,000 cycles of these four ages. That is just 12 hours and then another 1,000. And that's a night and put together 24 hours. And then a week and month and years. And 100 years is equal to, Brahma's 100 years is equal to just one breath, not even full breath, just half. Breath has two parts. One is inhale, exhale. So when Mahavishnu exhales, exhaling, then all the universes come into existence. And Garbhadakshe Vishnu, and from his navel, Brahma is born in each universe. And they all live for 100 years. And again, as he inhaling, they all come in. Just one breath of the Lord. And this is the knowledge that the Hare Krishna movement has to provide, which is not created by Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, created this knowledge. He's not a creator of this. Knowledge existed. He's a provider. He's making it available as it is. But we have become these Dr. Frogs in the context of the Western civilization, and the scientists have become gurus. They call all the shots. Scientists are, whatever they say, yes, must be true. In India, when sadhu talks, making some presentation, they say, is it scientific? Can you prove scientifically? Then we'll accept. As if science is a standard. And whether this is a true or not true will be determined by some scientific rule or a law or a yardstick. No. Whether science is right or wrong will be determined by Bhagavatam and not the other way around. We don't need the Bhagavatam, the science of soul and Krishna and God and the universe and the creation, so many unanswered questions. Well, whatever is available in the Bhagavatam and the Vedic text, well, that's it. That's all that you could get. That much you're supposed to be knowing, so it's made available, so have it. And you don't have to make experiments also. My experiments with truth, Mahatma Gandhi wrote a whole book, his biography is My Experiments with Truth. And Prabhupada, you don't make experiments with truth. You accept the truth, not you make experiments with the truth. Our experiments have been done in the past by sages in their heart's laboratory with a pure mind and clear vision. And they have done all this in their purified state of their consciousness. They have confirmed this, confirmed that, and it's all done deal. Just accept it. Sarvam etad ritam manne yanmam vadasi keshava. Arjun said, oh Krishna, what you are speaking is the truth. Sarvam etad ritam. Ritam is just the truth, nothing but the truth you are speaking. Aham manne. I just accept it. I accept it. It's so easy. The truth is there, you hear. And you know, you have become knowledgeable. You become learned. Just sit down. Stop running around. Sit down, sit down. Take it easy. Sit down, sit down. And you hear. And you become knowledgeable. And people from all over the world, they traveled to present-day India. I mean, in those days, name was not India at that time. Bharat Varsha, Nalanda, Takshashila, these were big, big universities. The students would be coming from all over the planet to study there. And if they had a certificate, oh, a graduate, I am a graduate of Nalanda, I am a graduate of Takshashila, then you are somebody. I'm just graduated here in California. Then you're nothing. You're nobody. And you graduate from that Nalanda, then you are somebody. They would come from all over and learn from Vedas, the Puranas, and all the Shastras. So all that is original and eternal and constitutional and beneficial has been presented by Srila Prabhupada through his books. And it is for us now to go for this, study this, understand, assimilate, and change our characters, see whether this makes us happy. This morning we're seeing devotees enjoying like anything. Dancing means what? Enjoyment. What does it take for enjoying? Did you get some big lottery so you're celebrating, you're dancing this morning? What for? Your soul is dancing. Chant the holy name. In front of the Lord you dance. Like coward boys dance or gopis dance. We're just practicing here. Some rehearsals here. So that as we perfect, then there's entrance. So when we learn this ABC, happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABC. So these ABCs, these baby steps we take, towards Krishna, and the soul is happy, and you are dancing, you are in jubilation, and this is life, this is eternal life. You are on the path, on the way back to Krishna. Every step you dance, although your body kind of stays here, you don't seem going anywhere, but you are going, you are already on the way, halfway through, you are there. You have given up all the paths of Jata mat tata pat. As many opinions are there, those many paths. Or pinde pinde matir bhinna also. Pinde pinde or munde munde matir bhinna. Munde munde means every head. Coming up with anything, everything. Mati, his opinion. And his bhinna, different. Or pinda, pinda means body, person. He has his own opinion. So amongst different isms, the latest ism is individualism. World has seen this ism, seen that ism, and the latest one is individualism. Each one has his own, whatever, theories, path going on. As many human beings are there, those many ideas people have. Idea is to dismantle all this concoction, all these speculations, all these individualisms, and go for that one eternal constitutional path, process, which is above the Hinduism, Christianity, this, that, all. These are the products. They may have some value in it. But this comes and goes. Every 5-10,000 years, a different scene. And we are influenced by what is around us. But it was not like this. When Krishna said, Sarva Dharman, Parityajya, Mame, give up all varieties of religion. Some devotees quickly think, oh, give up Christianity. When Krishna talked of this, there was no Christianity. Why would he be talking of giving up this Christianity, give up Islam? These are latest creations, 5,000 years ago. Some other dharmas, something else to be given up. During that time, something that was non-Krishna, or temporary or secondary or subsidiary, not the principle. Mamekam Sharanam. This is a eternal principle. So there's always something. Every after 5-10,000 years, something crops up, and people think, oh, this is it. They're so much influenced by things around. So one loses the sight of the, or perspective of the, a complete reality. The whole universe, so many universes, and put together, all this is a material kingdom, and there's a spiritual kingdom, and Vaikuntha, and Golok, and who knows all this, except those who are students of Bhagavatam, and devotees of Krishna, followers of Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone else is dealing with something that is temporary. Something that is caught in dual nature. But it's time to transcend. Well, all the time. There's always time. Today is the time to transcend this. And come out of this conditioning. We're conditioned. Scientists are making us conditioned. Politicians are making us conditioned. The Hollywood is making us conditioned. The body is considered all in all. And forget the soul, which is the goal of this human form of life, the soul. But all focus on the body, taking care of the body, taking care of the hair, taking care of the nose coming down, taking care of the lips, taking care of, you know, every nook and corner of this body. And there's a shop for this shop, for the, taking care of your nails, taking care. And we are busy just taking care of this lump of ignorance. What about the soul? And what gain is there if you lose what? And gain the world and lose your soul. The Bible has to say this. So many nice things in Bible. Nice things in Quran. Okay, Prabhupada said you could follow. Be a genuine Christian, we will be happy. Be a genuine Muslim, we will be happy. You don't follow, thou shalt not kill. You're just talking. So to have a monarch, saintly king, who is advised by the sadhus, shastras, acharyas, he hears, he gets the direction from the Lord. In fact, the king is representative of the Lord. Because purpose of this existence, one purpose of the two, one of the two, is to become liberated. Well, one is, well, you want to be, wanted to be Ishvara, the enjoyer, that opportunity is provided. But if one takes advantage of that opportunity, land of opportunity, America is what? The land of opportunities. But there's other purpose, superior purpose, that is how to get out of here. How to transcend this conditioning. How to go back to Krishna. This is a purpose. So king, he manages his kingdom, so the citizens from his kingdom, they go back to home. They're transported. Now they're just recycled. Birth after birth, from one body to another, to another, to another. The kingdom is required. The dharma is required. The shastras are required. The mantras are required. For what? To get out of. Bhava pravaha uparamam. Pashyanti tavakam achirena tavakam. Seeing the lotus feet of the Lord. That's the purpose of this human birth or of the kingdom and the kings as they rule. This is the purpose. And if this purpose is forgotten, then he lost everything. Lost the rare opportunity of this human birth. What's the difference? You and other species, these kind of challenging questions have been raised by Sukadeva Goswami. The trees also leave. They live in longer life. In California somewhere, Prabhupada talks. Has anybody seen those big trees or old trees? You could drive through the wide big trunk of the tree that you could drive through. So does that mean that those trees are superior? Just because they're older and they live long life? The human birth has a different purpose. And the kings, I mean, this morning, the presidents, these days presidents are like kings. They could address the whole nation on this subject. He could make sure, king would make sure, is everyone up now? It's time for Mangal Aarti. Is everyone up? He could fit the cameras into every home, and if he wanted to. These days, they could do such things and check out who is up, who is still snoring. Is everyone attending Bhagavatam? Or everyone only running for Los Angeles Times? The bad news, nothing, no good news. There's Kali Puran. There is Kali Puran. There's Bhagavat Puran. You hear about all the bad characters. For years, the whole nation is contemplating on the seeking. Where is that? Who that fellow is hiding? Yeah. And then his associates. Day in and day out, I sometimes happen to look at the papers. The half of the paper, page after page after page after page. What a curse! So-called superpower on the earth, only busy dealing with these bad characters and their lives and their moves and their strategies and their... And they think, hey, we got him, we got him, we got him, we caught him. Only contemplating, thinking, reflecting upon all these bad guys. Oh, is this glorious thing? Or have we fallen from what? Fallen from the grace? Fallen from the grace, some term like that. On the contrary, you could be hearing what Ram, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, and Prabhupada, and Bhaktivinoda, and you name all these great personalities. Oh, the gem-like persons, knowledgeable and pure and caring and loving, and the direction providers. Could think of demigods, think of the Lord and His affairs. What good is it? You're cutting so many trees and printing all these magazines with all rubbish. All Prabhupada said, this is how, if Prabhupada was to be an advisor of the president of India, he writes in the purport, one purport, that the government should not be allowed to cut the trees. Deforestation, not allowed. Because they cut the trees, from the trees paper is printed, and they print all this, whatever is available in the market. So the government should allow only to cut the trees if the paper made from those trees is going to be used for printing Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publications. Prabhupada. So this would be the advice of a saintly, well, of the saints to the kings. Where is the paper going? What is happening with the paper? Are they printing Bhagavatam? Is it Bhagavat Puran or Kali Puran? If it is Kali Puran, stop it! You must penalize them. So all this energy is gone in a destructive way and darkness. So get out. This is the Bhagavat. Get out of this darkness. Come to the light. Light of Bhagavat. Bhagavat is providing the light. And unless they get that light and from that comes delight, nothing is going to change. Sometimes Democrats, sometimes, who's the other party? Republicans, yeah, they take turn. But unless they change the character, the people, of course, they have to change. Charity begins at home, they all have to change. They want to see the world change. Who is the first one to be changed? Change yourself first. So they will have to change first. Then expect the world citizens to change. Anyway, even without being in the government, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport that we could still influence the world by practicing Krishna consciousness. The word is going to spread, you know. Word has already reached all of you and so many others. Between then and now, in the last 40 years, so many human beings have stepped forward and they have embraced Krishna consciousness, regardless of whatever cultural background, geographical nationalities, they have come out. And they're boldly declaring, when you put your tilak on, and your neck beads, I'm sold out. I'm sold out. I belong to somebody. I have an owner. Don't touch me. Get out of here. Stay at distance. Bow down, mister. Bow down to Krishna. So it's very encouraging, in fact. In 160 countries, millions. In Russia alone, we heard from the Newsweek magazine published a whole feature article about, and the title was the fastest growing religion in former Soviet Union is Hare Krishna. from one person in 75, Prabhupada made one disciple in 71. The year I joined or heard Prabhupada, that Hare Krishna Pandal in Mumbai, Prabhupada made sure that Prabhupada was, I think Pandal was in March, April, and he was due to go to Moscow in June. He said he wanted his disciples to make announcement that Swamiji would be leaving for Russia. The announcement was made and with big applause. Swamiji would be going to. And he went. And he saw and he conquered. He made, got one disciple then and now. So that article said there are 700,000 followers of Hare Krishna in former Soviet Union. So, and 1% of Americans, one time, the Paul, what Paul? Pope, what? Gallup Paul. Gallup. So, I used to hear this, I used to quote this. 1% of Americans said, our religion is Hare Krishna religion, although that was not on their list as a something that would be ticking. So with all these temples around the world, of course we need some more full-time devotees in some of the temples. There's shortage. The congregation is expanding, spreading all over the world. India, big congregation. North America also we have congregation. We just need some priests. We have church, but we need some full-time devotees. Some places we have more deities. Deity population is bigger than the devotee population. That's distressing. And something could be done by North American youth preaching or college preaching, festivals, recruitment, and the Harinam on the streets. Otherwise, they're wondering, oh, what happened? Did Hare Krishna, did they close the shop? And we don't see them around anymore. A union of devotees, they go, those days they used to go in saffron robes, and now they go in civil clothes, maybe normal clothes, so they don't see it. So they're missing, they're wondering what happened. So we need some more public exposure and whatnot. Festivals. Jagannath Swami Ki. Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is a big exposure. Food for life. And the Govindas here cross the mark of 10 million. 10 million. And soon 1 billion. Within your lifetime? So we have made some progress. The following is there, and the books are going out. This Prabhuji just came back from the festival. How many books you just? Couple of thousand books, Ki. He thinks it's nothing. Couple of thousand. So if you keep going and going and going, going gets tough, tough gets going. So we have Suvas and other Prabhus, they're tough. They're unstoppable. Unstoppable. Someone who was trying to stop our Rath Yatra, very much against, that lady was in the gift shop and doing shopping and happily shopping at Hare Krishna gift shop. So that's a change. From enemy to friendly in our camp. Positive, helpful. So if we keep going, Dhruta Karma Prabhu just came from South Africa with his tour, national radio, national television, and he's going to be coming to India And I said, get a new boot for the scientists. He's going to cover 6 cities, promote his books, and Darwin, he thinks of Darwin all the time. He wants to smash that Darwin, that monkey. Well, his origin was monkey, but not ours. He was an Englishman, so as Englishmen, English were spreading their colonies everywhere. They promoted this, their countryman. He was from England, and they were impressed with his theory of evolution. So as they propagated their kingdom or spread with that, they also spread this Darwinism, and it is everywhere. Being studied. Even in India, it's being taught. In the land of this Bhagavad Dharma, where Brahma, the first creator, first one to be created, popularly known. So, if we take our positions, different positions we have in strategic locations, and we keep bombarding the holy name, scriptures, books, prasadam, festivals. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will conquer this world. There will be Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam everywhere. So it's giving me confidence, in fact. In 40 years, this much has been achieved. And another 40 years, another 100 years, few hundred, 500 years, a lot more is going to be happening, and it's a lot more fun. Sivaram Maharaj, myself, were talking some time ago. He said, actually, we should hang around, stay around in this world, because in future, it's going to be better times here. Bigger festivals and nice people everywhere chanting parties and whatnot. Like the Jai Vijay, when they got the news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to be appearing, although they were expected to return after 3 births, but hearing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to be appearing, they extended their visa and they stayed on. Okay? And they sent some message back to Vaikunth, coming, just now coming. Let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear and will take part in his Sankirtan movement and then return. We don't want to be deprived. So, future years are going to be better. These are pioneering days. So more tough, more, lots of opposition. But as we establish, then there are more confidence and people will think twice and take us seriously, and it will spread. Hari Hari Bol. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Mancha Kalpataru Vishya Kriva Sindhu Beyvacha. Vidana Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnav Bhyo Namo Namah.